Hare Krishna. So thank you so much to devotees for joining the call on this very wonderful day of Vasant Panchami. And so now we will be moving on to our next session. So before moving to the section, I will hand over the call to Shri Ishwar Shyam Prabhuji to give a brief introduction about His Grace Jivana Gaur Haridas Prabhuji. So Hare Krishna, Shri Ishwar Shyam Prabhuji, thank you so much Prabhuji for joining the call. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Over to you Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Mataji. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. So, brief introduction of about Jivana Gaurahari Prabhuji. His Grace Jivana Gaurahari Prabhuji was associated with ISKCON for the past 22 years. Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. He is a sector leader for South Chennai zone with more than 25 Bhakti Vrikshas. Every year, he takes hundreds of devotees to Mayapur and Jagannath Puri Dham. Proficient in Tamil with his articles getting regularly published in Tamil BTG magazine, his online classes on Chaitanya Leela attracts numerous devotees worldwide. Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanavad Pranam, back to you Mataji.
Thank you so much, Shreshwar Prabhuji, for that introduction. Hare Krishna and Jivan Gaur Haridas Prabhuji, thank you so much for joining the call and giving your valuable time and association today morning to glorify on the topics of various acharyas. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. I'll hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna. My humble obeisances to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who have assembled here, especially in this auspicious day of Vasanta Panchami, to hear about the glories of Pandarik Vidyanidhi, Raghunandan Thakur, Vishnu Priya, Vishnatha Chakravarti Thakur, and also Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. So we all know that this Vasanta Panchami is greatly celebrated at the Govardhan. There is a place called as Chandravar. So in this auspicious day, Vasanta Panchami, the devotees offer to Sri Sri Radha Krishna yellow paraphernalia, yellow garments, yellow flowers, yellow dresses, yellow ornaments. Everything will be yellow, the first day of spring season. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to hear from Gita Govinda, especially what Jayadeva Goswami has written in the part of Vasanta Rasa Leela. It completely describes about the esoteric pastimes of the gopis, the love they have with Krishna. Even the moon god, on his travel, he stops briefly to see about the Vasanta Rasa Leela between Krishna and his beloved gopis. So wonderful is Vasanta Panchami. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi appearance day, Raghunandan Thakur appearance day, Vishnu Priya appearance day, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami appearance day, and also Vishnunatha Chakravarti Thakur disappearance day. So by just hearing the glories of these great personalities, one is maddened with the love for Krishna. How intensely they have developed the love for Krishna. O Gurudev, Kripa Bindu Diya. So actually we have to cry, lament, hanker to get a drop of mercy out of the love they have for Krishna. And we all know that how Pundarik Vidyanidhi exhibited his ecstatic symptom. Raghunandan Thakur, Vishnupriya feeling of separation from Mahaprabhu after sannyas. Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, mood of renunciation as well as tremendous attachment to Mahaprabhu. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, who actually was the protector and guardian as per Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in imbibing the mood and Siddhanta of Gaudiya Sampradaya. So in Chandra Sarovar, in Govardhan, Vasanta Panchami is celebrated very gorgeously. And this reflects the mood that Krishna has for his conjugal partners, the gopis. And Chandra Sarovar is the place which also reflects how the moon god is also very interested in seeing the Vasanta Rasa Leela pastimes of Lord Krishna. So this is very, very auspicious. That's why most of the temples they offer today yellow garments with yellow flowers. First, we will be seeing about the glorious activities of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who is none other than Vrishabhanu Maharaj in Krishna Leela. Definitely, we all know that Vrishabhanu Maharaj is a celebrated personality. Why? Because he is the father of divine sweetness personified of Srimati Radharani. So the same Vrishabhanu Maharaj in Gaura Leela appeared as Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Where did he appear? He appeared at Mekala Gram, which is now Chittagong at Bangladesh. Similarly, like Krishna appeared in Gokul, Nanda Maharaj celebrated that famous Utsav festival. Like that, when Srimati Radharani appeared, Vrishabhanu Maharaj celebrated the divine appearance of Srimati Radharani. Pundarik Vidyanidhi's father is Maneshwar and the mother is Ganga Devi. We can have a darshan guide of Mekala Gram. So this is the entrance of Mekala Gram. So we all went twice during safari led by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, and also one more yatra exclusively for Chennai devotees. So this is the entrance place of Mekala Gram. This is the place, this is the residence where Pundarik Vidyanidhi appeared here. And now actually a temple is also constructed here at Mekala Gram. It completely has the devotional mood of Govardhan, Radha Kund, Shyama Kund, many more. So this place is also called as Pundarik Dham. Since because Pundarik Vidyanidhi appeared here, this place is called as Pundarik Dham. So this is completely non-different from Radha Kund. This place is completely non-different from Govardhan. This place is completely non-different from Vrindavan. And when devotees arrived here, there was a huge reception. The local people, they are naturally, though it's a Muslim country, they are naturally attracted to the devotion of Lord Krishna. And here is the wonderful, beautiful deity of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So here you can see wonderful, beautiful deity of Gaura Sundar and also Radha Krishna, named as Sri Vrishabhanu Shyam Sundara deity. So here Mahaprabhu, he is the combined form of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. So we can see here how Mahaprabhu manifested here. So these deities were established by ISKCON in the recent time. This place, we can say, it was like a scratch, and His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, generally Prabhupada told some specific instruction that as far as Bangladesh is concerned, we should donate money to Bangladesh and we should not get money from them. And this beautiful temple was constructed, mesmerizing deity. And one thing which I can share is that the beautiful Radha Shyam Sundar deity was being installed at Krishna Balaram temple at Vrindavan, should be in the year somewhere around 1973-74. Those deities were caught and were taken in a truck And when it reached Chatikara Road, it was in the midnight, should be somewhere around 1 p.m., 2 p.m. Those who have went to Vrindavan, we can know that the road of Krishna Balaram temple goes straightly to the junction of Chatikara, and from right-hand side is Mathura. So when the deities entered into the Chatikara Road, immediately from nowhere, hundreds of monkeys, hundreds of peacocks, and several hundreds of cows, along with the calf, they were gazing and then making a peculiar sound. It means that Srimati Radharani is accompanied by cows, calves, monkeys, and peacock. Peacock, even in the midnight, using its feather in a semicircle, it all started to dance. And monkey, usually we know that actually a monkey, when it makes a peculiar sound, it is in an enjoying mood. So Radharani from Chatikara Road, Radha Krishna deity, all of them accompanied, monkeys, and then the peacocks, and then the cows, still our Raman deity temple at ISKCON. So it means that the Radha Shyamsundar deity is non-different from Radha and Krishna. That have been told by Prabhupada, that have been told by many Babajis in Vrindavan. And Prabhupada also told that whatever holy places or whatever desire that can be fulfilled by visiting various places in and around the Vrindavan is completely there at Krishna Balaram temple. So like that here, we are also seeing the wonderful Shri Shri Radha Krishna deity at Mekala Gram, which is should be around Mekala Gram, 20 kilometers from Chittagong. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, you might have heard this term Chattagram. Chattagram now has become as Chittagong. So the opulence of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, you can know that Pundarik Vidyanidhi was a resident here. Then to take part in Mahaprabhu's pastimes at Navadeep, he shifted his residence from Chattagram, that is the present Chittagong, to the present day Mayapur. So near to this place, Mekala Gram, 30 kilometers from here, is Chanhara. Chanhara is the birthplace of Mukunda Datta and Vasudeva Datta. But they had their Bhajana Stali, both these transcendental brothers, Madhukanta, Madhuvrata, who are nice singers in Krishna Leela. They had their Bhajan Stali at Mekala Gram. So Mukunda Datta, Vasudeva Datta, they knew Pundarik Vidyanidhi very well. They were very well accustomed, and they also knew his high position. And when Pundarik Vidyanidhi was residing here, actually he was ostracized from the Vaishnava society because his fame grew in the society, that the caste Smartha Brahmanas felt envy on him. So they made a plan, and then they actually ostracized Pundarik Vidyanidhi from the society. So we can see that even if a person's popularity also grow more and more in this material world, so how people would react. But this would never hamper the great exalted personalities unflowing devotional service to Krishna. This is all external. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi, that was also a blessing in disguise. After that, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he shifted his residence to Navadeep. Along with him, Mukunda Datta, as well as Vasudeva Datta, they also shifted their residence from Mekala Gram to Navadeep. So Pundarik Vidyanidhi had two residents, one at Mekala Gram and one at Mayapur, Navadeep. So when Pundarik Vidyanidhi entered Mayapur, the news spread like a wildfire. Vrishabhanu Maharaj, so like Nanda Maharaj is a very famous personality, Pundarik Vidyanidhi also became a famous personality. Wherever he went, people will flock in numbers to get his divine association, to get his shelter, and to get initiated. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi is one of the stalwart disciple of our great Acharya Madhavendra Puri. So we can know how Madhavendra Puri empowered the divine love of Krishna to Pundarik Vidyanidhi. They are Nitya Siddhas, but still in the pastimes of Kauralila, he was like a dashing personality. Wherever he went, he could attract people in thousands and thousands of numbers. So at this time, Mukunda Datta, he just kept a word to Gadadhara Pandit that a famous personality has come here. Let us go and then see him. Then Mukunda Datta, Gadadhara Pandit, they all went to see Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And this is the place where Mukunda Datta and Vasudeva Datta did the bhajan study. So it looks like a remote village. There is a bhajan stali which we can see. So the safari devotees went there, had a darshan of Gaur Nittai deities worshipped by Vasudeva Datta, Mukunda Datta, and also the bhajan stali. So this is the Gaur Nittai, worshipable deity of Mukunda Datta, Vasudeva Datta. And in the left hand side and right hand side, we will be seeing the pictures of Mukunda Datta and Vasudeva Datta. So they were so much devoted to Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu worship. And here we can also see in Mekalagram, Shyamakund. So that is Shyamakund in Mekalagram. This is again a replica of the Shyamakund at Govardhan. Because Radharani resides the kunda of her own divine water, Radha Kund. So Pundarik Vidyanidhi, naturally he resides in and around Radha Kund. So Radha Kund means Shyamakund is adjacent. And we can also have darshan of the Radha Kund here at Mekalagram. So how divine and potent this place is, we can see. Externally, apparently it may be in a Muslim country, but the devotional mood and atmosphere, you can see how it is surpassing the other holy places. Just by coming to this place, one is imbibed with the mood of Vrindavan. And at this time, when Gadadhara Pandit came to meet Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he had several doubts, because generally a Vaishnava is simple. But Pundarik Vidyanidhi was wearing silken cloths and had perfume scented in his body, scented oil in his hair. And then he had golden utensils to spit the pan and the beetle. And then he was sitting on a silken asana and then pushing his back again in the silken arena. So this made a doubt in the mind of Gadadhara Pandit. Is he really a Vaishnava? So immediately this was understood by Mukunda Datta, because even mental offense against a great personality is very detrimental. So he immediately interfered. Who? Mukunda Datta. Immediately from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, second chapter, 23rd sloka, he recited a verse. अहो बकीयं स्तनकालकूटं जीगं शयापाय यदाप्यसाध्वी लेबे गतिं दात्री उचितं ततोऽन्यं कम्बादयालुं शरणं व्रजेम. So the translation of this sloka is, alas, how shall I take shelter of one more merciful than he who granted the position of a mother to Yashidam and Putana, although she was unfaithful and she prepared a deadly poison to be sucked from her breast. So this clearly indicates the mood of Lord Sri Krishna. So this is the hope for all of us. Generally, in this material world, people commit many activities and they feel guilt when they come to spiritual life. Will Krishna accept me? So Krishna is accepting Putana, who came with an internal motive to kill him, but still he granted devotion to Putana in the spiritual world as a maid servant, as a nurse in Vatsalya Bhava. So if this is the condition for Putana, what to speak of devotees who favorably do devotional service to Krishna? So this is actually the faith-giving statement to all of us this age of Kali. And Krishna is Bhava Grahi Janardana. He takes only the Bhava. She came in the mood of mother, though she smeared poison in her breast. So he took only the good qualities of Putana. She wanted to breastfeed me. Okay, that is the desire. I will fulfill that in the spiritual world. Similarly, when Bali Maharaja's daughter, Ratnamala, when she saw Vamana avatar, she was awestruck with this wonderful beauty of the child. So immediately she felt to give breast milk to Vamana. And immediately when Vamana took the form of Trivikarma, she immediately felt that, oh, my father has been cheated. So I wanted to kill this child. I wanted to kill him. You can understand. So in that way, we can understand how in Garga Samhita it is clearly mentioned each one demon in Vrindavan, what were their identity previously. So here we can understand Bali Maharaja's daughter Ratnamala, she developed Vatsalya Bhav. And also she wanted to kill Vamana, none other than Krishna. Krishna granted the desire. So as a Putana, she breastfed Krishna. And at the same time, she wanted to kill with evil intention. But Krishna gave her the highest destination. So we can understand how merciful is Krishna. And how merciful is Sri Krishna Chaitanya in Kali Yuga. So because for Bhagavan, there is nothing good and bad. Everything is transcendental. In material world means everything is duality. We can understand the one thing only by understanding its opposite. But here, how Krishna gave shelter even for a person who comes with ill motive, that can be clearly understood. So this sloka was recited by Mukunda Datta to Gadadhara Pandit. So hearing the sloka, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, immediately we all know that Uttama devotee or a Paramahamsa devotee or whoever is in the highest stage of Bhava, Prema, Premi Bhaktas, immediately just by hearing Krishna or some words, Akshara related to Krishna, they start to show their ecstasy. They start to show their maddened love for Krishna. Tears falling from their eyes. And then they rolling on the ground. And then Pundarik Vidyanidhi tore his shirt. And then whatever came in his orbit, he just kicked those objects. So immediately, Gadadhara Pandit, he understood that he is a great personality who is a Premi Bhakta. A devotee cannot be understood by external appearances, certainly no. It's actually the devotion. External appearance may be or may not be, but love for Krishna, internal devotion to Krishna is the most important factor. That was clearly illustrated by Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Pundarik Vidyanidhi is no ordinary person. Gadadhara Pandit is no ordinary person. Srimati Radharani and then Vrishabhanu Maharaj. So immediately to atone for this offensive mentality, Gadadhara Pandit revealed his mind to Mukunda Datta that I wanted to take initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. It was told to Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He also accepted, saying that a spiritual master becomes glorious by accepting disciples like Gadadhara Pandit, who is none other than Srimati Radharani. So such pastime also happened here at Navadvipa. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi, He went to Jagannath Puri. There he took association of Swarup Damodar, because for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the leader is Swarup Damodar. Whoever comes from Navadeep, they have to report to Swarup Damodar. So Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Swarup Damodar, they were very intimate friends. And on one day, Vodana Sashti, during this winter season, Jagannath Baladev Subhatra Devi, they are ornamented, and then a fresh cloth which is tinged with the starch, that will be worn as a special dress. But generally starch is considered to be impure, and whenever there is starch in the cloths, it has to be washed out and then it has to be beard. But Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he was a little bit apprehensive, and he was also not satisfied with the standard being practiced there. He conveyed this message to Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar told, there is nothing pure or impure to Bhagavan, so leave it up. Pundarik Vidyanidhi told, yes, it may be applicable to Lord, but rules and regulations have to be followed by the devotees. So he was arguing with that. And then he was giving his own conclusive statement. So on that day night, when Pundarik Vidyanidhi was sleeping, Jagannath Baladev appeared in the dream. And then they gave a mild slap to Pundarik Vidyanidhi. You are criticizing my servant? You don't know, they are doing a service to us, instant love for us, and you are finding fault with them. Then when Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he woke up, he could see that his cheeks were swollen up. And then next day morning, Swarup Damodar also came to meet him. Seeing the swollen cheeks, Swarup Damodar inquired what happened, and he narrated the incident, and Swarup Damodar started to glorify Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Who can be so glorious to get a slap directly from the transcendental hand of Jagannath and Baladev? Certainly, this can happen only with the intimate devotees of Lord Krishna. So this was also visible. Then Pundarik Vidyanidhi stayed at Jagannath Puri. He had wonderful association of Mahaprabhu and his associates. So from this pastimes of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, we can understand at least three things. One is that just coming in contact with Krishna and his paraphernalia, how these devotees have developed maddened love for Krishna, that is clearly visible. And a person should not be judged by his external appearance. And then one should also not find fault with the servant of Krishna. Krishna accepts the service. So what is there for us in between Krishna and his servants? So like this, many wonderful pastimes happened with Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and his more detailed pastimes are described in Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is so wonderful. So he appeared at Mekalagram, then he resided at Mayapur, then he also shifted his residence to Jagannath Puri. Now we will be seeing about the glorious activities, pastimes of Vishnupriya. She is actually completely dedicated in divine loving service of Mahaprabhu. Sri Devi Bhudevi. So for Perumal, we call it as Sri Devi Bhudevi. For Krishna, Rukmani Satyabhama. And for Mahaprabhu, it is Lakshmi Priya and Vishnu Priya. So the Bhusakti or the Satyabhama appeared in Mahaprabhu's Leela as a Vishnu Priya. So the divine qualities of Vishnu Priya. All these devotees' pastimes are all heart-melting pastimes. Mahaprabhu appeared in this world to distribute love for Krishna through chanting the holy name. And that was possible because Vishnu Priya sacrificed herself. When Mahaprabhu revealed his mind to take sannyas, she told that, I don't want to be an obstacle in your divine mission. So if so many of people are getting liberated and getting love for Krishna, it means that some person has done a sacrifice. And certainly here we can see Vishnu Priya. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, there is a vivid description about Vishnu Priya's marriage. The second marriage, first marriage was with Lakshmi Priya. And Lakshmi Priya was separated from Mahaprabhu when Mahaprabhu went to Bangladesh. She attained spiritual world. And then by the will of Mahaprabhu, Sachidevi met Vishnu Priya at the shore of the Ganges. Vishnu Priya, when she saw Sachidevi, she would bow down and then offer her respect. Then immediately Sachidevi started to think, this girl would be an ideal bride for my son Nimai. And then we all know that how Buddhimanta Khan, he was the sponsor for Vishnu Priya marriage. It was like a gorgeous marriage. Nimai was taken in and palanquin. Brahmanas were chanting mantras. And then there was a band troupe with a musician, with a lot of musicians wandering the complete state of Navadeep. And then completely perfumed with the scented water. All the roads were cleaned. And to witness this marriage festival, Lord Brahma, along with the demigods and the devis, they all came to see the pastime. And it is mentioned that there was an air traffic of the special vehicles driven by the various devatas. So whatever pastime Mahaprabhu did from his childhood, that was witnessed by the demigods. Generally, when marriage takes place, generally the tendency is it will cause material bondage. But Chaitanya Bhagavat clearly glorifies that if a person hears Mahaprabhu's marriage with Lakshmi Priya, Mahaprabhu's marriage with Vishnu Priya, his bondage with the material world gets slackened and he gets love for Krishna. Because this maddened attachment may be either with material things or it can be dovetailed the lotus feet of Krishna. Like when we hear marriages of Nimai with Vishnu Priya, it actually breaks the bondage. There is a term called as Hridaya Granthi. Hridaya Granthi means whatever material activities we do, it puts a tight knot and then it gives us an intimate attachment to the material world. But when we hear all these hard knots are completely slackened and removed. And Buddhimanta Khan, he was the sponsor. Lot of gifts were given by Sachidevi to the Brahmanas. Mahaprabhu has all the six opulences, but in his pastime at Navadeep, he appeared in an ordinary poor family of a Brahmana called Jagannath Mishra. But when the marriage took place, Brahmanas got things more than they expected. And whenever there were paraphernalia and whenever it were distributed, it only increased in manifold times. So everyone, it was like a wild bliss, we can say. Everyone floated in this festival of joy. And very rarely we can see the deity of Vishnu Priya. One we can see at Yogapit, the birthplace of Mahaprabhu. So there we can see the deity of Mahaprabhu with Lakshmi Priya and Vishnu Priya. So Mahaprabhu, he lived for some year with Vishnu Priya. And then he wanted to deliver this material world. Mahaprabhu's pastime, if you see, he may be so much attached to the devotees, but when the right time comes, he doesn't even look at them. And then they start to proceed further. Apparently, it may look like why they are breaking the hearts of such exalted devotees. But actually, the reason is to enhance their separation mood. The second and the important thing is to fulfill their mission for which they have appeared here. So that's why when Mahaprabhu decided to take sannyas, somehow or other, this message came to Vishnupriya. And when Vishnupriya, she asked her to Mahaprabhu, "I heard a rumor that you are going to take sannyas. Is it true?" These incidents are also mentioned in Chaitanya Mangal as well by Lochan Das Thakur. Because the last time conversation which Mahaprabhu had with Vishnupriya, again it is all heart-melting pastime, because they are eternal concert. They can never be separated. But when they become separated, it increases the separation mood. Internally there is a pain in the heart, but it gives the highest bliss. When Mahaprabhu enacted his pastime as a scholar, he was scholarly. He was very mischievous in his childhood days. And when he entered into the Grihastha ashram, he would not even joke with other women. And when he took sannyas, he was in the perfect renounced order. Like that, we can add on the transcendental qualities of Nimai. So Nimai, so when he was in this Grihastha period, Vishnupriya served her. Vishnupriya only thought is meditating on the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu decides to take sannyas. At that time, we all know that Kolavecha Sridhara brought a bottle god. He offered to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu offered to Sachi Devi, "You have to make a sweet preparation out of that." Sachi Devi was thinking, "I don't have any milk, I don't have any jaggery." Then immediately there was some knock in the door. One person came and then gave milk. "In my house there was a new calf born, and then I also give you some jaggery." Then immediately Mahaprabhu's desire was fulfilled. He took that sweet preparation. And then there was a discussion between Vishnupriya and Mahaprabhu. Vishnupriya directly told to Mahaprabhu, "I cannot be separated from your presence. I may leave my body at any time." And Mahaprabhu consoled her, "I give you the benediction. Whenever you think me in your heart and mind, I immediately appear there. And there will be no separation mood for you." We all know that he also granted a deity, a neem deity, which is non-different from him. That was worshipped by Vishnupriya. And that deity is none other than Dameshwar Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu's padukas are also being worshipped. Then Vishnupriya told to Mahaprabhu, "So if it is your desire that you want to go and then distribute this holy name, and then you want to deliver the fallen condition to souls, I don't want to be an obstacle in your divine mission. But my heart is like that." Mahaprabhu reciprocated accordingly. Then when Mahaprabhu left, this message was conveyed later by Vishnupriya to Sachi Devi. They were completely stunned to know that Mahaprabhu has departed. And from the local people, they came to know that Mahaprabhu gone to your place, the Ganges towards Kantak Nagar, Katwa, to take sannyas. So here, Mother Sachi's situation apparently was lamentable, because she first lost her son, Vishwarupa. He took sannyas. Then actually took the loss of her husband, Jagannath Mishra. Then after separation of first daughter-in-law, Lakshmi Priya. And now the separation of her beloved son, Nimai. So it is unexperienceable. But Mahaprabhu, he also consoled Sachi Devi, circumambulated Sachi Devi. Sachi Devi was speechless. Mahaprabhu took rest from Sachi Devi's lotus feet and then he departed. And then Sachi Devi, whomever she met, she was also asking only one question. Have you met my dear son Nimai? So that is Premi Bhakta. Whoever, it may be like inconsistent in their speech, but they are Premi Bhaktas. Then Vishnu Priya, then we all know that actually she started to lead a life of chastity. She used to have a new two pot in which she chants one round, chants almost for 9 hours a day. And during this 9 hours of chanting, whatever, for every one mala, 108 mala of Maha Mantra, she would pick the rice from one pot and put it in the other pot. And whatever handful of rice is coming, she would cook with that food, offer it to Mahaprabhu, this Dameshwar Mahaprabhu, and then take it as prasad. So when Srinivasa Acharya came to Navadeep Mayapur, Vishnu Priya blessed him. So we all know that how Vishnu Priya, after Mahaprabhu took sannyas, she would never come out of the house except for bathing in the Ganges. She was just simply meditating on the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu is not different from this deity. Vishnu Priya father is Sanatan Mishra. Krishna Leela Satyabhama father is Satrajit. So Satrajit came here as Sanatan Mishra. And if you want to really see Mahaprabhu, Dameshwar Mahaprabhu, not different from Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu's padukas are also being kept there. So if you give a small dakshina, the pujari would put this Mahaprabhu padukas above our head to bless us. So these great personalities, these eternal consorts, how much love they have developed. You can say it is ever increasing, but still in Mahaprabhu's Leela, they are imparting a part of the drop of that mercy, and we should hanker and lament for that. Because Mahaprabhu's Leela is itself, it's only like a crying. We can see how he is making devotees to cry. Sometimes we may even ask question during Mahaprabhu's Leela. He chanted the holy name, gave Maha Mantra, instantly people got love for Krishna. I am chanting this Maha Mantra for so many days. But are we really crying to get that mercy? And if we actually cry, though we can say that one deserves to get, but it is certainly out of the causeless mercy of the Lord. He wants us to cry. In Mahaprabhu's Leela means actually it's only like a crying school. Whether it is an eternal a consort or his intimate associates or with the conditioned souls, he interacts with them and then develop a strong bondage and then he departs. Then they again start to lament, to cry, thinking about the beautiful form of Mahaprabhu, the beautiful activities that he has enacted. And then now we will be also seeing the glorious pastimes of Raghunandan Thakur. Raghunandan Thakur is a Cupid personified, both Kandarpa Manjari as well as Pradyumna Mishra, the Chatur Vyoha. So we all know that it's a powerful personality. So if we go to Sri Kanda, then actually we can see the murti form of Raghunandan Thakur lying in the lap of his mother. And we all know the glorious pastimes of Raghunandan Thakur. His father is Mukunda Das. He was also a physician working in the court of the Muslim king. And when the two persons who were fanning the Muslim king had peacock feather, seeing the peacock feather, Mukunda Das started to faint. And then the king asked what is the reason, but he told that it is due to epilepsy. So we can also see that how something related to Krishna, they see, they faint in ecstasy. And such glorious son is Raghunandan Thakur for Mukunda Das. And if we go to Sri Kanda, can see the beautiful form of Mahaprabhu made out of neem tree. One at Sri Kanda, one we can find at Gauranga Bari Katwan, the other one we can find it at Ekachakra. So Mukunda Das, when he went out of the home, he told to his son Raghunandan how to offer Boga to the Lord, especially the laddus, especially the coconut sweet meat. And then we all know that Raghunandan Thakur, when he offered this Boga of sweet laddu to Gopinath deity, out of the love he had for Gopinath, he was telling, "Eat, please eat, please eat." Immediately the deity started to eat. And then there was nothing kept in the plate. This was repeated for 3-4 days. Raghunandan Thakur's mother completely astonished. And when Mukunda Das came, the incident was told. And when Mukunda again gave the sweet laddu, again it was completely eaten. Now Mukunda Das, he actually wanted to see what is happening there. And then he gave the sweet laddu. And then he was hiding himself from a pillar. And again, when Raghunandan Thakur asked the deities, "Please eat, please eat," then the deity started to pick and then had a bite. But when Mukunda Das saw this incident, Gopinath, he didn't bite further and he had the half bitten laddu in his hand. Immediately, Raghunandan Thakur was embraced by Mukunda Das, saying that actually you are my father. It's true that one who imbibes pure devotion to Krishna is actually a guru and a father. And this question was also asked by Mahaprabhu to Mukunda Das, who is the father? Mukunda Das told Raghunandan Thakur, and the same thing was also told by Advaita Acharya's son, Achyuta. Achyuta is Kartikeya. So once Sannyasi came and then asked Advaita Acharya, what is the relationship between Mahaprabhu and Keshava Bharati? Advaita Acharya told the answer straight that he is the Sannyasa Guru. Then Achyuta, he was like a hardly few years old boy, not even wearing clothes. He came from the room, "Father, you are wrong. Gaura, Mahaprabhu is Lord of the universe. How can he have another guru?" Then Advaita Acharya embraced him, saying that actually you are my father, I am your son. Whoever gives Krishna Bhakti, they should be considered in one way some type of gurus and also father. So one more interesting pastime also happened here. From Sri Kanda, 1 kilometer from that place is called as Bharadanga. So Raghunandan Thakur is Pradyumna. So Abhiramadas Thakur, he heard about the growing popularity of Raghunandan Thakur. So he wanted to see him and offer his Dandavat Pranam. But Abhiram Das Thakur, when he offers Dandavat Pranam to an ordinary person, he would die. When he offers Dandavat Pranam to Salagram Sila, if it is not original, it will break into pieces. So Mukunda Das, fearing this, he actually hit his child when Abhiram Das Thakur appeared, telling that my son has gone somewhere. But Abhiram Das Thakur was searching. And then later, by the will of Krishna, Abhiram Das Thakur could meet Raghunandan Thakur in this place. So both of them started to dance in Nama Sankirtan. Nama Sankirtan means a syringe of tears flowing in the eyes, completely showing the 8 symptoms of ecstasy rolling in the ground. And then the dance will be like a swirl wind. So Raghunandan Thakur danced in such a way that his ankle bell flew from this place of Bharadanga and fell in one more place called as Akai Hat, which is 10 kilometers far from this place. And that place is also one of his disciples' place, Krishna Das. And the ankle bell actually felt in this place, which is called as Nupur Pukur at Akai Hat. We can see in the left-hand side a small pond like that. But now that is renovated and now it has become. Because when we saw this place 5-6 years before, we could see only this small pond with the green algae. And then when we went a couple of years before, now they have renovated the place in such a nice way. You can see this Nupur Pukur at Akai Hata has been renovated into a beautiful place. So it has got manifested. And the ankle bell is kept in a separate place. The place actually which it felt is Nupur Pukur, Akai Hat. And now it is kept in one more place, which is in a remote village, but not far from this Akai Hata. So Akai Hata, so here it is also the Samadhi of Krishnadas. You can see the Samadhi. And then a beautiful Kalpavriksha tree. We can see the pond in the extreme left side. Then actually we can see Bhajan Stali and also the Samadhi of Krishnadas. So such pastimes happened here. So we can see when the ankle bell flew to 10 kilometers. So what is the type of Nama Sankirtan dance they were experiencing? And what is the bliss that gives them to dance like this, we can see. It becomes very wild. They all start to float in ecstasy. So just somehow or other, meditate our mind on these glorious activities. Mind is always wild, very turbulent, uncontrollable, unstoppable. But by the mercy of these great personalities, we can also develop love for Krishna. And Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, his disappearance day, he appeared at Devagram. Devagram, it's in the Nadia district. Then he shifted his residence to Murshidabad. Murshidabad means near to Ekachakra. He is one of the renowned Acharya scholar in our Gaudiya Sampradaya. Because when the chain of disciplic succession comes, at some point, there may be some gap. At that time, there may be some voidness. But at that time, during the 17th century, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he cleared many doubts on the practicing devotees of Gaudiya Sampradaya. And he was a stalwart Acharya. So his residence is in Sri Sri Radha Gokarananda temple. He also comes from the fourth generation, starting from Narottam Das Thakur. His samadhi is also in the Radha Gokulananda temple. Wonderful, beautiful Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda, worshipped by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. He wrote many books, more than 40 Sanskrit books. Sri Krishna Bhavanamrita, Madhurya Kadambini, the great book, Madhurya Kadambini, Sweetness. Prajariti Chintamani, Chamatkara Chandrika, Swapna Vilasamrita, Sankalpa Kalpadruma, like that many books. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the Goswami brothers to write transcendental books. And the Mahaprabhu also appeared in the dream of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, hinting that you should write a commentary on those books. Because only when we read the commentary, we can understand many things. And one of the commentary, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that a devotee should be careful about Taranga Rangini. What is that Taranga Rangini? When one does devotional service, he gets many facilities. And when he starts to float in the waves of that bhakti, he may get power, he may get fame, he may get many facilities. And sometimes it becomes detrimental to devotional service if one is not cautious enough to follow that. So even on the bhakti path, one can fall down if one just only floats in the bhakti waves. He has to dive deeper and deeper. Bhakti means actually activities done for the pleasure of Guru Krishna. That's all. The teaching is simple, but it is very unfathomable, very, very deep. So for the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, he gives the inspiration because at that time many devotees had so much doubts. So all the transcendental wisdom, he gave it through commentary. So we can understand from Mahaprabhu's pastime, he gave the Govardhana Sila to Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. Then Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami worshipped that the letter it came to the hands of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that he is the protector, guardian and acharya during the 17th century, because at the time there was some shake for the Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So why did this shaking happen? At the time, in Jaipur, we all know that the original deities of Govindji, Gopinathji was worshipped in Jaipur. Mostly the worship was done by Ramanandis, a sect of Sri Sampradaya. So they actually didn't have much respect for the Gaudiya servant. They told that you don't have any Siddhanta, you don't have any commentary. So they should be stripped from the service of Govindji and Gopinathji. And then they took it to the matter of the Jaipur king. But Jaipur king was a Gaudiya Vaishnava. He immediately sent a message to Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. What do you want to do at this point of time? Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he took his complete shelter at Vrindavan. And the old age, he cannot even travel from Vrindavan to come to Jaipur for a debate. At that time, he sent his stalwart disciple Baladev Vidyabhushana to Jaipur. So the place which we are seeing now, this place is called as Galtaji in Jaipur. So very, very mesmerizing places. Jaipur is famous for pink building, palaces, and then the mountain region. So actually when Baladev Vidyabhushana came here, actually all the Ramanandis, they were shouting at him. If you want to speak, actually you should have some base either. That is the Bhashya commentary for your Sampradaya. And immediately somehow or other Baladev Vidyabhushana told that I will write a Bhashya and then I will come with that in a few days. So the debate all happened here only, the place which we are seeing. So a lot of Ramanandis, they all gathered here. And then Baladev Vidyabhushana didn't know what to do. He just went straight to the Govindji deity and then cried. Then in a dream told, Govindji replied that I will instruct you personally. And then in a few days it was written. And then it was completely awesome that just by hearing a few lines, they all become stunned. And then he defeated all the misconception. And then Baladev Vidyabhushan only established the Bhashya commentary, Govinda Bhashya for Gaudiya Vaishnava. Because in Mahaprabhu's time and after Rupa Goswami, no Bhashya was written, because Srimad Bhagavatam is natural commentary of Vedanta Sutra. So Mahaprabhu told no need to write separately. So it was accepted by Goswamis, but not by the Ramanandis. And later on, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he enacted this pastime through his disciple Baladev Vidyabhushan. So these two great stalwart personality, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and Baladev Vidyabhushana, they established the Govinda Bhashya Siddhanta for our Gaudiya Vaishnavas. It's a very nice place. So here Baladev Vidyabhushana defeated all the Ramanandis, and the Ramanandis, they came forward to take initiation from Baladev Vidyabhushan. Baladev Vidyabhushan told that you all come from the bona fide sampradaya, so it is an offense to initiate a person who has already been initiated in a bona fide sampradaya. Then he told that he just established Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, but not in a mood to defeat this Ramanandis. So and this Samadhi Mandir is also located in Sri Sri Radha Gopalanda temple at Vrindavan. So many pastimes happened with Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. At this time there was a gloomy day because Gaudiya Vaishnavas were criticized. So they established the Siddhanta. So we can also have a darshan of his Samadhi Mandir, disappearance day. So for Lord, we celebrate their appearance day. And for Acharyas, disappearance day is celebrated more gorgeously, because when they leave this material world out of the physical vision, one can understand what all they have contributed to the mankind. So he has written many books, Dana Keli, Kaubadi Tika, Shri Ujjwala Neelamani Karana, Brahma Samhita Tika, Sararta Varshuni Tika, Sararta Darshuni Tika, and most for all these books, commentary now has also been written by His Holiness Bhanuswami Maharaj. Certainly, if one has read Srila Prabhupada books, if they happen to read these books, they can appreciate and increase the faith. How deep is the Siddhanta and how we can increase our maddened love for Krishna. So Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, he appeared at Krishnapur, is famous for renunciation. So we are seeing his Murti and also his worshipable Radha Krishna deity at Krishnapur, which is one of the villages in Saptagram. And then his personal worshipable deity, Mahaprabhu Nityananda. And then how Saraswati runs behind that house. So he was like born in a family of Indradev. So much wealth they had. But still he had so much attachment to Mahaprabhu. After he saw Mahaprabhu at Shantipur, at Advaita Acharya's house, after Mahaprabhu took sannyas, then his mind kept on running to get association of Mahaprabhu permanently. And Balaram Acharya also introduced Raghunatha Dasa Goswami to Haridas Thakur. So both the instant we can say, Haridas Thakur actually blessed him. By blessings of Haridas Thakur, Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur, he was able to take darshan of Mahaprabhu at Shantipur. So naturally in one's devotional life, there should be some intervention by the devotees. Then we all know that when Lord Nityananda arrived at Panihati, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami came and then offered Dandavat Pranam. He was being punished by Nityananda, and then his associate should be nicely fed with the prasad. Then how he arranged this Chittadahi Maha Utsav festival, buying all the groceries from whatever village shop it was available. A famous festival was conducted. And Nityananda Prabhu was sitting under this banyan tree. And he was like appearing like a millions of sun and millions of moon effulgence coming from his body. And then how Lord Nityananda brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to this place and was feeding morsel into the lotus mouth of Mahaprabhu. So everyone enjoyed this festival, this picnic festival. And Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they were completely in the mood of Krishna Balaram, enjoying with the shakas. So this is a festival of bliss, a Panihati festival, where more people can be engaged. Festival like this can engage unlimited number of devotees in seva. And this festival now is being, by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, is celebrated all over the world. So the potency of Nityananda, he brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here. The potency of Nityananda, he actually, when he stayed here at Raghava Bhavan, Raghava Bhavan, actually he decided to put a kadamba flower. Immediately from the tree of lemon tree, kadamba flower started to sprout. So logic, the question of logic ends in spiritual life. We cannot ask question how kadamba flowers can come out from a lemon tree. Spiritual world is inconceivable. Mahaprabhu's potency is inconceivable. And Mahaprabhu's associates, they are also inconceivable. And by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami could get permanent association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Puri. And Mahaprabhu entrusted Raghunatha Dasa Goswami to Swarup Damodar Goswami. So Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, along with Mahaprabhu and other devotees, when devotees from Mayapur arrived to Jagannath Puri, there is a place called as Athar Nalaya Bridge, where they used to welcome all the devotees with sandalwood and also a flower garland. And his spirit of renunciation, we all know that actually happiness is only in renunciation. That is the principle. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. So when we get detached from material things and at the same time get attached to Krishna, and we get the bliss, the purpose of our existence to serve Krishna. The Prayojana Acharya of our Sampradaya is also Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. How to serve Krishna and how in the renounced order, being attached to Krishna, one can enjoy life. Enjoy life in serving Krishna. And Mahaprabhu personally gave Govardhan Sila and Gunjamala. Govardhan Sila means actually giving residence at Govardhan. And many wonderful instruction how actually bhakti is getting spoiled. One has to be conversant with this. So Mahaprabhu told you should not indulge in worldly talks. Neither hear it. Because whatever we hear, that becomes our thought. The thought becomes words. Words become action. Action becomes habit. Habit becomes character. And character gets reflected in the society. So we all know that how in the olden days, people hear Ramayana, Mahabharata, Krishna Katha, Rama Katha, and how it gets reflected in the society. They live peacefully in the association of devotees. Now people hear only Jada Katha. And we can see how it is getting reflected in the material society. There is only confusion and restlessness. So much powerful instruction Mahaprabhu has given to us through Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. And not to eat a delicious food. Because delicious food, actually we all know that the tongue, belly and genitals, they are in the straight line. So it is very difficult to control the senses. And don't dress luxuriously, because if we dress luxuriously, we will think 100 times whether we should fall flat to offer our dandavat pranams to Vaishnavas or to the deities. But at the same time, if we wear ordinary clothes, we never hesitate to offer them dandavat pranam even many times. So the main thing is actually one has to chant constantly and then serve the divine couple Radha Krishna mentally. And that was personally demonstrated by Raghunatha Dasa Goswami when he took up his residence at Radhakund. So we all know that he is Rati Manjari. So all these associates, when they do Manasik Seva, actually in the Siddha Deha Sarupa, they do devotional service to Radha Krishna. And his famous Samadhi Mandir is also at Radhakund. Many more pastimes also happen. But the prime teaching which we can take is Vairagya Vidya Nijabhakti Yoga, the spirit of renunciation. On this glorious Vasanta Panchami day, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Vishnu Priya, Raghunandan Thakur, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, they all have maddened love for Krishna. So we have to cry to get a drop of that mercy. Certainly, this day is a festival of joy. And when we hear Katha, that is also a day of festival with this that glories are unlimited. For our own purification daily, we have to give some input so that we get purified. And more than that, it gives a lot of pressure to Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. Because when devotees are glorified, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Pancha Tattva, they become very, very happy. Devotional service means to make them pleasing. So that way, when we hear the glories of Acharyas, it is certain that Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Pancha Tattva, they are certainly pleased. Hare Krishna, thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, again for such a wonderful, wonderful class and beautiful presentation about each Acharyas. And it's really a virtual tour every time when you come. So thank you so much for all the pastimes which you told about Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Raghunandan Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishnu Priya Devi, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So, and a very happy Vasant Panchami, Prabhuji, and thank you so much for giving the importance of the Vasant Panchami also. So, which says that this is the starting of the spring season, the appearance day of various Acharyas, and the disappearance day of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and then about Pundarik Vidyanidhi. which he told, it was he was born in Mekla Gram, and Vrishabhanu Maharaj, he is Vishramanu Maharaj in Krishna Leela, and he told about Radhakund, Shyamakund, Govardhan in Mekla Gram, which is non-different from Vrindavan Dham, and where the uplands of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and then he told he has two residents, that is Mekla Gram and Navadvipa. So many people and many followers were there for Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and he was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri, and Mukunda Datta and Gadadhara Pandit, when they heard about Pundarik Vidyanidhi, they went to see Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and then the deities are Gauramita deities, and there is Bhajan Kutir, which is for Mukunda Datta and Vasudev, and so, and about the shloka you recited, you told, that is Srimad Bhagavatam 3.2.23, which says about the Lord's mercy on us, which says that we should have faith on Lord Sri Krishna, and you told about the pastime of Putana, and then Vodana Shasti you told, and then about so that was about Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and then about Vodana Shasti you told, so in the pastime of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, then Vishnupriya Mataji, the Vidasi, yeah, so like how she was Lakshmi, and then Satyabhama, and then now Vishnupriya with Lord Chaitanya, and she's sacrifice personification, which you told, and so many various pastimes also you told, and in that the one was the marriage, the opulent marriage of Vishnupriya Devi and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which was sponsored by Bhuti Mantra Khan, and about the Yokapitta you told, then Dhameshwar Mahaprabhu you told, and then about Raghunandan Thakur you told about the pastime of the Gopinath deity, and lastly about Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, so his disappearance day. He told the argument which took place between Baladev Vidyabhushan and Ramanandis. So, and then lastly, you told about Raghunath Dasa Goswami and the Panihati festival, and how Nitai bought Nimai and fed Morsel, and so many instructions, the Bhakti instructions, which was given by Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Dasa Goswami, and Radhakund is the residence of Raghunath Dasa Goswami, and he is the Rati Manjari of Srimati Radharani in eternal in Goloka, and yeah, so the Bhakti instructions which he told was we should just control our sense gratification so that we will get Krishna Prema, so which was given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Dasa Goswami. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful, wonderful class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Anita
Mataji. Devotees, if any questions, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhu. Very, very, very nice class, nice pastimes. Prabhuji, one question I had. So, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, what deities were they worshipping, Prabhu? This, because this is pre-Mahaprabhu, right? Before even we started worshipping Mahaprabhu, right? So, what deities did they worship, Prabhu? Pundarik Vidyanidhi?
Pundarik Vidyanidhi, usually Mahaprabhu calls Pundarik Vidyanidhi as Bapu Bapu. My father, my father, my father is going to come. We all know that Vrishabhanu Maharaj is so much attached to his daughter, Srimati Radharani, as well as to Krishna. So Pundarik Vidyanidhi, they are so much attached to Radha Krishna, but in Gaura Leela, certainly with Gaur Gadadhara deity, and we can say, when they came here to Mayapur, at that time, mostly the deities, the Mahaprabhu's deity was not open in public. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi also mentioned that to get a disciple like Gadadhara Pandit, who is none other than Srimati Radharani, is a great Christ jewel for devotion. So he was a staunch worshipper of Radha Krishna. But in Mahaprabhu's Leela, that was demonstrated as Gaura Gadadhara.
So his deities were Gaura Gadadhara deities.
Yeah, but at the same time, They were staunch worshippers of Mahaprabhu. So as I already mentioned, Mukunda Datta and Vasudeva Datta, they had a personal worshipable deity of Mahaprabhu at Mekala Gram also. So generally, the Gaudiya Vaishnava line, either it may be like Gaura Gadadhar or Gaura Nittai.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Prabhu. So why he was like externally, even Gadadhar Pandit got confused, right? Why like chewing paan and so expensive, whatever, right, Prabhuji? Like from Pundarik Vidyanidhi, these pastimes. But definitely it bewilders people, right, outside. Like if you see Raghunath Das Goswami is very simple. So,
Krishna wanted to give instruction to the worldly people through Anjuna. So the divine arrangement, Arjuna was perplexed. He was confused, but he was Nitya Siddha. Similarly, all the instruction comes only through the intimate associates. So Pundarik Vidyanidhi externally, because he wanted to give the instruction, don't judge a Vaishnava by the external appearance. So if the instruction has to be given, then actually, even if you know whether it is in a drama or a movie, generally a hero takes to himself the actor who is very well accustomed to him to play the different parts. So actually, Vrishabhanu Maharaj being a close associate of Krishna, so when Krishna came as Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he wanted to give this instruction through Pundarik Vidyanidhi. A man can even be wealthy, but still he can have so much devotion to Krishna. A man can be in a poverty condition and at the same time he can't even have a tinge of devotion to Krishna. So the externality doesn't matter. It's actually only the internal devotion that matters. So for that reason only.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. One general question I have, Prabhu, like when Goswami Sar Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur wrote so many books, how they were preserved, Prabhu, like in the like over a period of 300, 400 years, like?
The Goswamis have written book, Baladeva Vidya Bhushan, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Actually, there is like a Vaishnava, a bit like a library, it's being maintained. There we have the original manuscripts. Even Kolkata, we have this Bhakti Vedanta archives, that actually even some versions of the Goswami's written manuscripts are also being maintained. So whenever some person has to write a commentary, like His Holiness Bhanusami Maharaj writes commentary on these various Acharya's books, so naturally they also get the Mula, the original manuscript from that place. From that only they have to write. So actually, some are being lost, some are being preserved. But whatever it may be, even whatever is being preserved is like an ocean. So there are, it's like an ocean to dive in. Certainly at the point of time, naturally, some may be disappeared. But still, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they are maintaining, like even in Denur, that Chaitanya Bhagavat was written. We are still preserving the originality. Like in Jamatpur, Kushurasa Kaviraja Goswami has written Chaitanya Charitamrita. Still the original Chaitanya Charitamrita is being preserved. So that is also being done.
Yeah, thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Dandavatnam.
Panchakalpa Tarubhishcha Kripasam.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you for such a wonderful class.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, very nice presentation, very beautiful class. Thank you so much.
Krishna Prabhuji, dandavat pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Devotees, let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Mancha kalpatra prasya kabasa 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 mancha kalpatra pr जीवन हरिदास प्रभु जी की जय। गंगा श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। हरे कृष्ण
हरे
कृष्ण।
थैंक यू प्रभु जी।